Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. We're doing a special afternoon show today, which I'm very happy about because it breaks up my day. It breaks up my day. It makes it interesting and goes along a little bit. And man, I got to tell you, I have been painting away all day. My arm's about to fall off. And so this is nice. This is very nice. We're going to get things started here in just a second. Well, oh, actually, we're going to get things started right away. Hello, Ashley, pop singer-songwriter, Ashley J. Ashley, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you? It's been a while, hasn't it?
I'm telling you, I was just thinking about that before we started. I think it was 2000, Daria was your single that was out. And I think that, if memory serves, that was 2016.
Mm-hmm. That would be correct.
Nice. Well, it seems it's weird. It's one of those instances in life where it seems just last week, but at the same time, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's crazy. Well, you have been a busy, busy lady since then. You got your debut EP coming out.
They say that.
Satisfied. Yeah. Say again?
Nope. Yep. You're right.
Nice. And before that, you were releasing singles, which, you know, that's what everybody does and whatnot. And now you've put, if I understand this right, you've put the singles together into an EP, or are all these new tracks?
Yes, that's exactly right. So I released Trapped and Satisfied and Unbreakable as singles, and then we put them on an EP with two more tracks underneath it, which are
nice.
Fantastic. The next one coming out is by far one of my favorites. It really speaks to me on a personal level in so many ways. And so, yeah, it's my first EP I've ever released. It was definitely the more fun option to do it this way, and I'm just super excited for everyone to hear it.
Well, it's very smart, too, because, not that I'm some big expert in the music business. I'm not. I'm not even in the music business. But other than being a consumer and a fan – but it seems that doing it that way, you could build up your fan base and whatnot and create buzz. And not that you need to do that, because I'm telling you, every track I hear of yours is just fantastic. You know, you're really good at what you do.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, every track is just dynamite out of sight. And this EP, which I've been listening to, is the same way, you know, just every song on it. It's phenomenal.
Very, very
good stuff. Absolutely. Now, if memory serves, you had grown up in Florida, the state I'm in, but in the Orlando area, right?
Currently right now. I grew up all over the country. My goodness.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in multiple different states. Yep, I ended up graduating college in Dallas, Texas, which is where I'm most recently from, and now live here in Orlando. So things have kind of come a little bit full circle for me, but you know, I'm taking it one day at a time and all in stride.
Well, that's fantastic. I like Orlando. I'm about 3 hours south down here on the coast, up from Fort Lauderdale, and but man, we go to Orlando a lot, just because there's a lot to do, you know. Best restaurants, Miami's got some great stuff too, don't get me wrong. But there's just a lot to do. Whatever you want to do in the world, you can do in Orlando. It's very, very cool town. I dig it. Now, yeah, because when you were on the show last, I think you had just finished up with school because you were still in Texas at the time. Crazy. Nice.
I just graduated college and everything.
Wow. Doing well, girl. Now, with Satisfied, I'm looking at my show notes. That's the title single, which we're going to play here in a second. Number one, man, what a video, too, for that. Just fantastic. It's a great track. No, I'm looking through my show notes. This was recorded in Canada, right?
The song was, yes. It was written and recorded in Canada with two of the most amazing writers and producers, Adrian Reza and Lucas Reza. They are 80 Empire. They are amazing, fantastic, some of the best writers I've ever written with. And, you know, we were just kind of goofing off in the studio one day. I just had a trip planned, and we're like, okay, let's get together and write something. We're just goofing off, mixing up with some sounds, and the lyrics literally wrote themselves right off the page.
Really? That's fantastic, though. I mean, as I understand, I have a lot of friends that are musicians, and I think it's a lot like painting in my gig that, you know, people just see the end result. And in your case, I hear the end result, and they think every time is just, you know, you just sit down, knock this out, no big deal, and then we move on with our day. Sometimes it's great when that happens, but I don't think that happens all the time, right? I mean, sometimes they fight you. I know there's painting, and people will never know this, but I want to throw the canvas in the street when I'm painting it, man. It's just fighting me, you know? And it's terrible. But when it works,
totally
it's a good feeling.
It's never just easy like that.
Right. Well, you know, they hear the end result, and they don't realize, you know, and typically there's a lot to recording a song, as I understand it. I mean, you know, it's not just, oh, there's nothing on TV today. I think I'll just, you know, knock out a hit song. You know, there's a lot to it. There's a lot involved.
There absolutely is. There is so much involved.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, you also kind of have a I was looking at your recent press photos and whatnot. You kind of have a new look going. I kind of dig it, you know. It's kind of this Greek goddess type thing, Aphrodite. Very, very cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's definitely new. I took it from a more regal kind of standpoint, which I've always kind of had this Marilyn Monroe regal kind of look type of
right.
ordeal. And then recently it just kind of turned into this just free flowing, kind of still finding myself, still finding my look and how I want people to perceive me.
Well, it's fantastic. I would say it's not wide of the mark at all,
girl.
It's great. Yeah, that's, man, you look like you just stepped out of a Vogue photo shoot there. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I do not lie. Anybody can see it. If they're on our show page right now, the press images are going through the flash player. They're scrolling by there. And, yeah, it's just fantastic. I bet that was a fun photo shoot doing all of these, you know. You look like you're having a good time.
It was a blast.
Nice. Nice. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. Let's play Satisfied so people can... before we play it... now, Satisfied is out as a single right now, right? But the EP is released. We got a couple weeks to go before it's officially released.
Yes, it releases March 23rd. Yep, you're
nice,
right. March 23rd
nice.
Is releasing.
But they can get Satisfied now, and folks, I suggest you're going to want to. You're going to want to as soon as you hear this. It's a fantastic.
Thank you.
Actually, we're going to play it right now. Oh, yeah. I'm loving it. Check it out, everybody. We're going to play it, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about it and about the fantastic video, which I really, really dig. Here it is. Ashley J, Satisfied. Folks, there it was, Satisfied, Ashley J. Man, what a track. What a track. Ashley, I like that a lot. A lot.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, I mentioned before, Satisfied Folks is available. If you go to Ashley's website, ashleyj.net, you can, right at the top of the thing, there's a link there where you can pick that up on iTunes. But I think it's out on whatever you prefer, your download of choice. It's all over, I imagine, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anywhere you decide to download it, you know, you're getting the same thing, or you can purchase it from me directly, hitting me up on my social media. Oh. But yeah, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, it's all there.
Nice.
My website.
Nice. And of course, folks, I keep forgetting to mention this, and there's a big note here on the board in front of me. We have now, if you go to my website, jamierocks.us, there is a Pop Rocks Radio playlist. Whenever we have a musician on, and they're on Spotify, we've made a playlist, so you can stream it there as well, too. I suggest streaming it 10,000 times. You know, that'll be very, very good. So there you go. Just Keep Satisfied by Ashley J on repeat, and everybody will be happy. I'm Jeff. But no, you'll want to play it a lot. Yeah, man, this is a good track. I like it. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. So I mentioned also the video for it. I love this video. Did you come up with the concept of this, or was it a teen type deal? Or it's a good video.
So thank you so much. Thank you. I filmed it at Full Sail University over in Orlando, Florida, and I kind of sat with a bunch of the students, and they had like a panel. They each had three different ideas for me to choose from, and I was going through like something really hard at the time that I wrote this song and at the time that this video was about to be filmed. And I was going through something just like super difficult in my personal life and just kind of finding out about it. And I thought like, okay, I want to put that element of like being cheated on. I want to put that element in this idea. And one of the students' ideas was the concept for the video based off of Stranger Things. And I just thought it was so great. It was so dark, the darkest thing I've ever done and ever released. And I just thought, okay, this is exactly how I feel, exactly what's going on in my life. Like, let's just do this. So we kind of like put our heads together, and I brought in elements of my personal life, and they brought in elements of like their own idea, and we meshed them together, and it just became this really fantastic thing.
Fantastic. I love it. Was it hard? Let me ask you this. No, because there's like hospitals. I don't want to give too much. Well, you know, folks, go watch it. It's a great video. And it's on Ashley's website as well, mine as well, and, you know, on YouTube. But you got to check it out. Was that some of the locations? Was it hard getting those locations or whatnot? Or did other people handle that and you just had to show up and do your thing?
I mean, the location wasn't difficult because, you know, they have all of that available to us on site.
So cool.
On campus. So the location, yeah, and it was really neat. And some of those were filmed right in the classroom. So it wasn't difficult in that sense, but it was time challenging. You only had one day to film it. So it just ended up working out beautifully, and the students did an amazing job. And it was all student created, and I had such a blast with them on set. Even on my other videos, like I definitely had probably some of the most fun with them and those kids. And it's such a great time, and they have such great energy and great ideas. It was cool meshing them all together.
Very, very cool. Like I said, I love it, and it's just really good. And I liked how they used. And I'm gonna get a little artsy fartsy here. I don't mean to. I won't bore you too terribly, listeners. But there's a really good use of light for effect in this. You know, especially at the beginning with the perceived crash there, you know, you don't see metal flying or anything. You just see this light. And I thought that was very artistically well done. It told the story, you know, without a bunch of metal and stuff flying around. I thought that was cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, very, very good. Okay. I'll get off my artistic soapbox now, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard though. It's hard for me to do that. No, it's very, very. I'm really excited about this EP, and it's out all over the place. Now, I know you're promoting the singles, you know, the tracks and whatnot, and the EP itself. Any plans? I have to ask at this point. Are those still in the works of perhaps live performances in support of the EP, or?
Absolutely.
Not yet.
Absolutely. I have a festival. No, yep. I have a festival coming up in DeLand. It'll be sometime in April. I haven't got the exact date back yet, but it will be in April, and that will be, I believe, the next upcoming show.
Very, very cool. Well, there you go, guys. There you go. And also, Ashley mentioned it. I wanted to point out again that these are available, Satisfied and Whatnot, is available on her social media through her direct. And I always tell people at parties and such always ask me, they're like, you know, you have these great artists on your show. What's the best place, you know, to support them the best? And I said, well, my personal opinion, and this is, you know, I'm not paid to say this or anything, but I have found if you can get tracks or whatever, or album records or tapes or whatever, CDs, tapes, listen to me date myself, man. Oh my gosh. But no, if you can get them from the artist direct, it always works out better, because the reality is it's great. All these different music digital download and distribution websites are great, but you know, you got to pay for it. They take a piece of that pie, a bigger bunch of the pie. If you get it directly from the artist, goes to the artist, you know, and also a show is a phenomenal place to get tracks, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because,
yeah, there's always a merch table, ladies and gentlemen. There's always a merch table. And, you know, it's cool. It's very, very cool. I like, we mentioned Ashley's website, ashleyj.net. I like it a lot. There's links on it down at the bottom. You scroll down a little bit to all of her social media platforms. Ashley, I got to ask, are you more, I know you use them all. You probably have a team that does it. But, do you prefer one of this social media? Are you like, I'll just ask, are you an Instagram girl more than a Facebook girl, or do you use them all the same?
I'm an Instagrammer, to be honest with you. I love Instagram. I love Snapchat. I like them all, actually. I really do, but I find myself a little bit leaning more towards Instagram. I just find it more accessible, and there's less, like, you know, I feel like there's a lot of drama on Facebook, and I just don't have this, I do not have a thing for drama. So I just like to skim through all that on Facebook, and I just like to look at pictures on Instagram.
I'm the same way. Matter of fact, it was my my girlfriend Danny who, yeah, she. Funny, people are like, man, what do you have her like locked in a room somewhere or something? I'm like, no, she just hates Facebook. And I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying she does. She never goes on there anymore. Very rarely, because of that. There's too much, you know. It's great. Everybody has an opinion about whatever, you know, that's fantastic. We're not saying you shouldn't, but I just don't want to hear all your opinions constantly, you know, but you got to do
right.
It for work. What can you
exactly.
do, you know? And yeah, I just don't have the time of my day to argue with people about stuff that, you know, neither of us have any control over. Crazy stuff. I know. I'm the same way. I don't like drama either. But let's play another track. This is a sneak preview of this is going to be on the EP that's coming out on the 23rd. This is Like He Used To. Is that the one we were talking about, Ashley? That is, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I thought I put my post-it note in the right place. we're so organized around here. Oh, my gosh. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Hey, folks. Located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more. Including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Let's play this track and then we'll talk a little bit about it, okay?
Sure.
Here it is, folks. Like You Used To, Ashley J. Now, this is new. This isn't even out yet, so check this out.
Want you to,
can. Nobody could hear me, but they can now. Ashley, I like – I hit the wrong button, Ashley. I don't know what's going on. Like you used to, Ashley J. What a track. I like that a lot. Ashley, that's a great track.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your kind words. It was definitely one of my favorite things to write.
It sounds – I tell you, it sounds fun. That's a fun summer track. Even though it's not – well, it's always summer where I'm at. But it kind of reminds – you know, there's a lot of soul in that, you know? Almost an R&B type vibe to it. Just fun, you know? That's a good cruising around track. Yeah, yeah.
Thank
absolutely.
You. Yeah, it was definitely my most fun thing to write.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic. Now, folks, we I'm looking at the clock, and we are up against it. We have – I want to let people know, the new EP from Ashley J. It's called Satisfied. It will be out the 23rd of March. So we got 10 days. I suggest you get a big calendar and a big magic marker and just bright X's every morning until you can pick up the Satisfied EP. Because it's coming. It's coming.
It's almost
just
here.
Just fantastic. That's right. It's almost there. Good. I imagine you're excited too, Ashley.
Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. It's just been a project that I've always wanted to release and always wanted to do. And it's the fact that it's right around the corner. It's just such a blessing. I mean, we literally are just days away from it. Next Friday, March 23rd, I'm so ready.
It's fantastic. And, you know, the cool thing, Ashley, we mentioned that Ashley's also on Spotify. And, folks, I suggest you get over to Spotify and follow her. I have been a big Ashley J fan ever since way back in the day, before we even met Ashley, with Cali. What a track that was. Loved it. And those are all your – it's interesting to see on Spotify your progression. You know what I mean? It's I know it's been a lot of work, and but it's good. It's good stuff. Everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, I want, before we end the show, folks, I want to give a big shout out to the fine folks over at Miles High Production. I don't know how that works, but very good people to have in your corner if you are in the, in, you know, whatever type of creative business you are. We have a link to their website as well. I suggest you get them in your corner. Good people to know. Very, very good. Introduce me and Ashley. How about that? That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. They've been the best team I've ever had.
I'm telling you, they're just out of sight, out of sight. It's just, I've never heard anything bad about, and it's just always cool stuff with them. I love working with them. Very, very cool. Well, Satisfied, get the single, folks. That is out right now as well. Pick that up, and that'll hold you over till the 23rd. And Ashley, break a leg on your upcoming show next month. I can't wait, and I can't wait to see more videos and all kinds of stuff happening.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to the next time.
I can't wait. Let's not make it another 2 years. We'll stay right in touch.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Me too. Very, very cool. Folks, that's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow we have another afternoon show. It'll be at 4 o'clock. I believe, is it 4 o'clock? I don't know. I think so. Maybe not. No, it's 4 o'clock. I don't even know what I'm saying. It's 4 o'clock in Hawaii. That's where our guest will be on from. It's a fantastic movie. You guys are really going to dig it. We're going to talk about that. We will see you tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody. And, you know, oh, for those up north, stay warm. And if you have elder neighbors or whatnot, be sure to check on them. Hopefully everybody's okay. You'll feel real bad if something went down and you forgot to check on them. But yeah, stay warm and dry and all that. We will see everybody tomorrow. Have a great day. See you later, Ashley.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your afternoon.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks' Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.